The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
That's it. John Millman has pulled on one of the biggest upsets in tennis history.
Goodbye the Fed Express. He's bundled out of the US Open by a humble Aussie battler from Queensland by the name of John Millman.
Oh, what a great story this is. The 29-year-old journeyman. He's the first player since Pat Rafter to beat Federer since 1999.
Yes, I am.
He is a Brisbane boy, as you mentioned. He's a massive Liverpool fan away from tennis. Ranked 55 in the world. No career titles as yet. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
How he just went about his work.
Surely that's never been done before. A player's first career title is it could be a Grand Slam.
We were sitting here today stunned, weren't we, when we thought, okay, well, he's 2-1 set, 2 sets to 1-up. This could be a fairy tale to write all fairy tales. And then by beating Roger the Dodge, he gets $450,000 for that. His career earnings today to $1.6 million. So as a 29-year-old, what a real good feel-good story it is.
Fantastic. And what I loved most about it is that when he did his on-court press conference or interview with after the victory, which he won in 4 sets as well, 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6, he's listening to how relaxed he is. He's just beaten the world's greatest ever men's tennis player. And he's thinking about fantasy NFL.
Look, it's 1 o'clock now. I probably should try to get a recovery. I've got a 7 o'clock in the morning fantasy draft, so I'm going to get up for that and hopefully have a good draft. I'm second pick. I don't know whether to go Gurley or Le'Veon Bell.
John, you've got bigger fish to fry. You've got Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinal of the US Open.
But how relaxed is he?
That's fantastic.
And that's why he beat Roger the Dodge. I mean, Roger wasn't at his best. He played a pretty woeful game by his, you know, lofty standards. But John Millman, we salute you. And already the half a Millman after that win because he earned half.
Very good.
Top of the Millman. The Millman always delivers. All these type of hashtags are coming out.
Very good. I like it. All right, but we are going to move on because tonight we've got the first double pass to join us in our private suite at Rose Hill MG for the upcoming Spring Carnival, the Golden Rose Day out there. Wade Graham is going to join us in 15 minutes. The Sharks co-captain Brad Fittler is going to be on just after 6:30.
Oh.
We've got team news for week one of the finals. And at the end of the show tonight, MG, you are going to name the 5 players that you think are hold the key to this weekend's matchups.
Where else would you want to be?
Unfortunately, though,
we've got to discuss something. Yes,
133.53. We want to get your insight. Have the Bulldogs given the game another black eye with their Mad Monday behaviour? We want to know what you think. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, front page of the paper. We got to talk about it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Don't forget, when you hear the race call on the show tonight, that trumpety sound that we won't play, when you hear that play tonight, that is your cue to call 133.53 to win yourself a double to join MG and I in our exclusive suite at Rose Hill Race Course for the Rose Day, September 22nd at Rose Hill. Gardens leave Boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival, 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rose Hill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. Wade Graham, not far away, but first let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, we woke this morning to the front page saying, who let the dogs out? Stripping bare, throwing up and passing out, the boozy Mad Monday antics of the Bulldogs. Naturally, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs put a statement out. Their statement read, in regards to images from the team's get-together on Monday, the club accepts that they were unacceptable and a poor reflection on the individuals involved at the club. The players are aware of their responsibilities and the standards required when representing the club, and yesterday's behaviour was unacceptable and a bad look for the game. The club, they are now going to do an investigation into exactly what went down. The boss of the game, Todd Greenberg, spoke today. Here's what he had to say on the situation.
It's embarrassing for the players themselves, firstly, as individuals. It's embarrassing for their club, and it's embarrassing for the game. I just do not understand the fascination with footballers who want to take their clothes off. I don't understand it. If they want to do these sorts of things, do them in the privacy of their own home. Don't do it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in a public location. It's idiotic.
Yeah, and look, when they greeted us this morning, obviously the first thing you think, boys, if you're going to do this type of activity, at least do it behind closed doors, because you know the NRL gave every club a warning about Mad Mondays and what to do and what not to do. Then I thought, okay, were any of these guys arrested because of what they done? Was anyone hurt? No one was. Then I thought, well, if there wasn't any photos of this, would we have been speaking about it today? So it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it? The Bulldogs fans, the Bulldogs players are going to have to face their punishment, which will probably be severe from the NRL for bringing the game into disrepute. A few of the Bulldogs players will be embarrassed by what they see today after probably not remembering what happened yesterday because they're in a state. And we asked these guys for 9 years, 9 months of the year to be angels of the game, and then when they let their hair down, we've got a dossier on exactly what happened. A reporter here giving us, the two reporters who reported on this, an actual blow-by-blow account of what happened throughout the day. My question to them was, if it was getting too bad, why wouldn't you step in and say, maybe boys settle down, if you were there seeing it was so bad? I know that people will jump to conclusions, and look, I've been on Mad Mondays many, many times. It's one of the favourite days of the year, because after 9 months of toil, you get to let your hair down for once. And it's unfortunate that it's we're looking at it today, but it's part of what we have become as a city.
We put the poll out on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M, on Twitter and on Instagram. On both those polls, MG, we asked the question, does the Bulldogs Mad Monday story justify a front page? In both polls, 89% of people said no, it doesn't. And I think that's probably my question. Is this in the public interest? Mad Monday's been around for long enough, MG. We know what happens at these events. Why send journalists to cover it?
Well, my answer to you is that there's another seven teams on Mad Monday and we haven't heard a thing about them. So the fact that they've gone out in public, they've said to themselves, well, whatever happens, that's why I don't, as a 50-year-old, it's taken me to learn now that I don't go out in public when I'm going to have a lot of drinks, because I don't want to end up like this. Yep. You know, and if someone followed me around on a Bucks day 10 years ago, they would have seen a lot of photos like this of me.
Chris in Hornsby, 133-53, want to get your thoughts. Have the Bulldogs given the game another black eye?
No, I don't think so. I think we're all getting a little bit precious. I mean, if you think back to Johnny Raper, who is one of the immortals of our game, he's famous for wandering around nothing but a bowler hat on an overseas tour. So, you know, that was just, it was a bit of a lad. It was all a bit of a laugh. And now we all have a big cry about it.
Yeah, we have become one of them cities, haven't we? We are unbelievably politically correct. And I think that's why the polls were so overwhelming today, Liam, that people maybe have had enough of that type of thing.
Jane in Currens Hill, have the Bulldogs let the game down, or are we blowing this out of proportion?
No, way out of proportion. Who cares? They're not running for Prime Minister. They're just footballers on their day off letting their hair down. Who cares?
Yep. It's a fair point.
Yeah, well, no one, as I said, no one was hurt except for the embarrassment of the players. No one, you know, they were in their own little courtyard. They looked like they were monitored by some officials. And I don't know how long these lenses were on the camera lenses. Were they 5 metres away? Were they 50 metres away?
They won't be the first high-profile people to be caught out by doing something in view of the public, thinking they were in the privacy of the...
Yeah. Look, and I think if they had their time over again, they would have said, come on, let's get to a room at the ground and let's lock ourselves in.
Mick in Bass Hill.
Hey, lads, how are you?
Hey, Mickey boy.
What do you think of the Bulldogs' behaviour?
You monster, how you going, brother?
I'm fantastic, buddy, fantastic. What do you think?
Mate, brother, we've got to get over it. Come on, seriously. People are dying in the world, brother, and you get that as a front cover? Come on. Yeah. You know what I mean? What do you want to do? You put them in skirts. It's tradition, brother. It's tradition.
Yeah. Mick sounds like he's had a few Mad Mondays in his time, which is good, because we all have.
I just think that, you know, I read a story just a week ago. It was funny. It was ironic about Adam Elliott, about all the work he does with autism. And it was a little section in a paper which kind of you had to kind of search for to get. These are the things that I think the public is sick of seeing, of hearing, that when these players do good things, they're a subpar in a page. But when they do something that is deemed antisocial, it's front and back page and we've all, for all of us to see.
Adam Elliott is, for those unaware, is the nude player in these photos on the front page of the paper. And MG, he is the Bulldogs nominee for the Ken Stephen Medal this year at the Dally M Award, which recognised the efforts of an NRL player, not only on the field, but the community projects. And as you mentioned, Adam Elliott has done a lot of work. He grew up with a brother who had autism, and he worked with Giant Steps Autism, an organisation aimed at helping those families with family members with autism. He's also an ambassador for the Special Olympics, and he's facilitated the Bulldogs Mini Olympics event. He's done so much fantastic work, and he's a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
And now for most people...
Put it this way.
He's going to be the bloke who got nude on Man Monday.
I'll put it simply. We've had a scandal-free year from our players. Off-field dramas. They've towed the line. They really have. I don't want them to be defined by one moment like this. To me, if this is as bad as it gets, well, the game's doing okay.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wade Graham joins us next. Let's focus on the footy and talk about their game against the Roosters this Saturday night. It's going to be an absolute ripper.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, City's 104.9 Triple M. In about 15 minutes, MG's power rankings. Today he is naming the five most important players heading into this NRL final series. And MG, one of those joins us on the line now. We spoke to one half of the Sharks' captaincy yesterday, and now on the line, the other half of Cronulla's captaincy, Wade Graham. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with MG.
Thank you.
Well, what a time of the year. I mean, it's obviously the headlines in today's papers weren't what we wanted to see, but semi-finals footy is just around the corner, Wade, and we can't be happier.
Yeah, very excited. It's you know, the journey starts a long time ago, back in, you know, obviously November last year. So certainly a lot goes into it, and you know, happy to be back playing September after the weekend. I was happy just to get 280 minutes in a row this season, but
big time.
It's good to be back in September.
Now, Wade, very quickly, before we move on from that final regular season game, the TV cameras picked up on it. Just clarify for everybody, including us here, was the banter between you and Big Dave Clemmer just friendly chat? You guys are mates?
Yeah, we are mates. Just a bit of friendly chat. I was a bit disappointed. I didn't see the cameras there, and I'm a big believer of what he said on the field should stay there. I did see the little clip at the end, and, you know, it doesn't come across great, but there was a bit of a running chat there for the last 20 minutes, which I was surprised about, but, you know, I'm not afraid to have a chat every now and again if some boys want to throw some stuff out.
Exactly.
I like it.
Mate, if they dish it out, you give it back. Simple as that.
100%.
Well, mate, that's a part of the contest sometimes, and it's good fun, especially when you do it with people that you know and get on with well. So it's a part of the game.
I was always told, don't start the fight, but finish it.
I thought they would have been more, you know, more happy to get over and get a beer, but actually... I didn't get much chat out there, but it actually developed into a good contest at the end.
Wade, we spoke to your co-captain yesterday, Paul Gallen, on the show, and I posed a dilemma which exists at your club.
A hypothetical
dilemma. A good one, but a hypothetical one. If the Sharks manage to win the competition, who gets to hold the trophy? Now, this is what your fellow captain said yesterday on the show.
I think I'll be holding it, to be honest. Wade hasn't played as many games as me this year. And I'll be in there a lot longer, so I'll be holding it.
It's a fairly definitive, Wade.
Yeah. Giaz will get to hold the trophy 100%, but, mate, the way he said he's been there a lot longer than me, I think he's still going to be there when I finish the way he's going. He'll beat me, didn't he? He'll just keep going. He doesn't look like pulling up whatsoever. He'll dead set beat me to the end almost.
Whatever he's bathing in at home, I want half of it because it's him and Cameron Smith are a friggin' unbelievable, freaks of nature. You mentioned the competition, Wade-O. It's so close. You know, and as you mentioned, one from eight can win the competition. You've got the Roosters who somehow got the minor premiership this weekend. This is a hard game at Allianz Stadium, but...
7:40. You can hear it here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
I always ask players when we're speaking to them about the percentage. We asked Damien Cook yesterday, how much of your own game do you worry about, and how much of the Roosters game do you worry about as far as, you know, percentage out of 100?
Well, I suppose it's probably this time of year, it's definitely about 80-20. You've got to have your own game in order before you can start worrying, you know, about the opposition. We understand, you know, they have class players across the park. That we need to look out for, and we'll have a look at what, you know, a couple of tendencies and that they do. But first and foremost, you need to go out there and put yourself in a position to win, and you need to worry about your own performance to play well as a team. And then you've got to get out there in the contest and, you know, try and execute. But even thinking about it already now, it's exciting. I can't wait to get out there and play. They're a great team. They're star-studded, and, you know, Allianz is going to be a full house. You know, I'm pumped already.
Yeah, that is it's probably the...
This is a great time to be alive this time of year.
I try not to think about it too much this early in the piece, and then just answering questions and thinking about it. I'm thinking about the game already. I can see myself running out already. It's so good.
And then you turn off the game and there's a bit of a nice breeze. It's warm. The breeze is warmer. And everything just seems better in spring.
Absolutely. For mine, that Rooster Sharkies matchup this Saturday night, that is the blockbuster of this first week of finals. They're all great games, but that is the real blockbuster. Wade, before we let you go, we appreciate your time. The win over the Bulldogs on Sunday was a really good one. You just fought through and got the result, but it was also came about on your first ever Father's Day.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Didn't get the boy out to the game, unfortunately. It was a bit of a travel. He's a bit too young to be travelling, but my dad was there, so I got to see him after the game, and a very special day, the first Father's Day, so, one I won't forget.
And how's little William Jacques travelling?
Yeah, he's going good, actually. He's out with Mum for the afternoon, so I've had a bit of a spell here at home.
Well, you deserve it, because... The next month of footy, all being well, is going to be a brutal one. And I'm sure the Sharks are poised for something big.
Wade, we love having you on the show. All the best for this first final. And we will hopefully be speaking to you a long way into this final series.
Thanks for having me, boys. CMG, see you, Liam.
See you, Wade. Thanks, brother.
And those teams for that first week of final are in. We're going to get to those in about 20 minutes, MG.
Some significant ins.
And the coach of the New South Wales Blues, the Victoria State of Origin coach, Brad Fittler, MG, he's taking the Origin Shield regional. He's got a tremendous initiative, Hogs for the Farmers, that he kicks off tomorrow. And we're going to speak to him a bit later about that.
Yeah, he's always doing something for other people, Freddie, and his mates.
Is there any concern...
Any concern what?
That the Shield might come back, you know, damaged, taking it to some of those regional pubs.
With Freddie on a motorbike, holding a Shield? Bloody oath, it will be.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple F.
Get up close with a legend.
Oh, Dyer and Lewis, they're mouthing off at each other.
Just like Wally did.
They push and shove.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yes, MG, and for those playing along at home, this sound just went off. Which, of course, means that it is time to call 133353 if you want to win your way to Rosehill Racecourse on September 22nd, MG.
Yes.
It's going to be a belter. We've got the private suite out there for Golden Rose Day. It's on Saturday, 22nd of September at Rosehill Gardens. If you can't, we're going to be giving away double passes into this.
We certainly
are. For the next week and a half.
Yeah.
But if you don't win any of those passes, you still can get tickets from just $24 when you pre-book online at theraces.com.au. Who's got through, MG?
Let's talk to the Dazzler from Glenwood. Darren, how are you, brother?
MG, Liam, how are you?
Fantastic. You heard the... What's that,
mate? I love my racing. I'm looking forward to it. I heard it last night that you were doing this promotion, so I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Well, Daz, you've got a mate coming, and we're going to give you, just for being good blokes, $100 to take the races as well.
Yeah, you got a decent suit, Darren?
Mate, I've got plenty of them. I've been in the race a few times out there, so I'm ready to go.
Beautiful. Well, we'll throw you $100 cash just if you maybe need to jazz it up a little bit, maybe a new tie, pocket handkerchief, something like that.
Who are you taking with you, Daz?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably take one of my mates, I think. I think there'll be a few that'll want to go, so we'll just have to see.
Yeah, I reckon you could get some around washing the car, mowing the lawns, up for grabs.
Can't wait to see you, mate.
Darren, congratulations. You are joining us at Rosehill Racecourse September 22nd. Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. Spring Carnival has begun, MG, and that is going to be an absolute belter day out there.
Best time of the year for horse racing.
If you missed out today, make sure you keep listening tomorrow, the rest of the week, and all next week. We've got doubles to give away. It's pretty exclusive, though, in that VIP suite, MG.
It's going to be a monstrous day. Hope you can join us.
Up next, though, New South Wales coach Brad Fittler joins us to tell us about Hogs for the Farmers. Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We'll update you on the teams for this week's final in about 5 minutes. But first, now MG, the drought is a deadly serious issue. It's affecting Australian farmers at the moment. New South Wales has just been through its driest winter in 16 years.
Wow.
So, as you'd expect, a bloke like Brad Fittler is going to do something. Along with he and some of his mates and their trusty Harleys, they're setting off tomorrow on their Hogs for the Farmers tour in a bid to lift the spirits in regional areas. It's a fantastic cause, and the man himself joins us on the phone now. G'day, Freddie.
Good afternoon, lads.
Mate,
hello, Bert.
Hello, champion. Hogs for Homeless has been going for a few years now, and it's been a fantastic cause with you and your fellow bike riders who are going to country towns and spreading the word. But this is even more profound. As Liam just mentioned, 16 years, we haven't seen a drought like this, and the farmers are hurting.
I don't think it's ever been this dry. We've been other places like Scone last year, which have, on record, never been as dry, ever.
Wow.
Had less rain. So it's quite... You know, it's just all of a sudden become topical because of whatever reason.
Mm.
But the good thing is everyone's starting to do something. And we just thought, I know there's always a couple of different sides to things like this. There's the there's the financial side that obviously they need some grain and food for their animals, and they obviously need water for their crops. But also they actually need someone to buy them a beer at the pub and someone to have a chat to. And so that's sort of our goal. We're going to get out there and take the trophy, get a few blokes to go out there. Tui's a... going to sort of put on a bit of a shout at each of the joints, and just prior actually to all our sponsors, the Star and NIB and Brighton's, and they all got on and threw in 70,000 to the
wow.
Channel 9 quest. So they're just trying to do their part, and they're all been really good. Our sponsors are all working together and trying to make a little difference.
It's fantastic cause. You depart the Northern Beaches tomorrow, yourself, Danny Badiris, Ian Schubert, Josh Perry. And then you're off to Tamworth, and then on Thursday you're headed for Coonamble. So it's going to be a great tour for a great cause. But Freddie, something we just have to talk about here on the Rush Hour with MG, there's a little bit of frostiness. I'm impressed with how a professional MG's being, because he said to me before we got you on the phone that he's a bit dirty on you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you know, but he was putting in quite a lot of hard work with the Central Coast Mariners. He was buttering up their boss, Sean Millerkamp.
Bought a house at Gosford.
He bought a house at Gosford because he's trying to get in tight with the fastest man on the planet, Usain Bolt.
Mm.
And a couple of weeks back, we see you plastered over the back pages.
It wasn't a couple of weeks back. It was a week ago.
A week ago, just making happy with the great Mr. Bolt.
Yeah, I'll set up to just have a chat with... We've got one of the coaches up there. He's Mike Phelan. He's been the understudy to Alex Ferguson for about 15 years, so I just organised to have a chat with him while the boys are training, obviously, because Usain was training. I thought it'd be a good time to get up there and say hello. It was good to get a chat with Usain, actually. He looked like a soccer player that day. I know I saw the clips the other day of his game, and he seemed to go okay. It'll take a while, but he's a pretty committed bloke.
I love the story. I just love the fact that someone such a profile as he's got is putting himself outside of his comfort zone, and he's picked our little humble Central Coast to do it in. It's he's got 5 million followers on Instagram and Twitter individually. I mean, the guy's spreading around the world about how good the East Coast of Sydney and Australia is. So whatever he's done so far, it's worked.
Is he eligible for New South Wales by any chance, Freddie?
Oh yeah, on the wing.
Yeah. he grew up at Dunheaven.
We're speaking to Brad Fittler. He's the coach of the New South Wales Blues, but more importantly right now, he's the leader of the Hogs for the Farmers Tour. They depart tomorrow. They're going to Tamworth and Coonamble and going to raise the spirits through those areas, shouting beers with the locals at the pub, which is fantastic. What do you make of the front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning?
Well, there's actually a few problems. Well, obviously, the boys are played up, and you know, whether they're just trying to entertain each other, it's actually not the right way to go about it these days. So it's going to hurt their club, it's going to hurt himself. The fact is they're taking photos because people want to read that sort of stuff is most surely the biggest problem. So I don't think it's just the blokes that have got an issue. I think it's a real sign of the times, and it's a pretty sad one, really. But, yeah, they're going to clean up their act. They're going to get in trouble. They're going to get fined. They're going to receive a penalty greater than anyone's ever sort of received a penalty for falling asleep while drunk or taking their gear off in a pub to make their mates laugh. But that's the way it is these days, and more issues and I think just them at the moment.
Brad Fittler, thank you very much for your time. Ride safe when you head up tomorrow.
It's going to rain.
Well, it's a sad thing. Look, I don't want it to rain while I'm going there, but I want it to fall when I get there.
Next time you go, make sure you get your sidecar and I'll come with you.
Yeah. That's a bloody big sidecar. Brad Fittler, the rainmaker, fantastic. We hope it does rain as you visit these regional communities that are desperately in need of it. Freddie, thanks for your time.
See you, brother.
See you,
champion.
MG, I've got a slight issue with you. Brad Fittler, the Hogs of the Farm is a fantastic initiative,
yes.
And he will bring smiles to everyone he meets across that thing, as well as him and Danny Bedaris.
What a great concept.
Great concept. I've got an issue with you, though.
What is
all
it?
All day, mm-hmm. You were talking up how dirty, or not all day, all week you've talked up how dirty you were with your mate Brad Fittler for sneaking in on your same bowl, and you forgot about it in a heartbeat.
Well, you know what? We've got to get over these grudges pretty quick, you know. Life's too short, as they say.
Nah, you're right. That's fair enough.
So, yeah, what's next?
Well, let's talk about the footy teams next.
Let's do it.
The Rush Hour with MG.
There's a couple of massive ins.
Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, some big ins ahead of the week one finals.
More listeners from Penrith than any other show. And that's just his family. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And speaking of Penrith, we are going to speak to their young senior coach tomorrow on the show. Cameron Serraldo joins us, MG.
Yes, I think that it's time we had a chat to the young fellow. He's only 33.
Less than a month into the gig, and he's leading them into a final this Saturday afternoon against the Warriors.
He's got good composure. I like the composure of the Panthers coach, and it's going to be great to have a chat with him tomorrow.
Looking forward to speaking to Cameron Serraldo on tomorrow's show. MG, in 5 minutes' time, you are going to be naming your power rankings, which is the five most important, or the five key players heading into this weekend's finals, which draws us into talking about the team news, because the teams are out, MG.
They are.
And you can hear every single one of these games. Triple M is calling every single one of these games this weekend. Let's start with Friday night, the Storm v Rabbitohs. You can hear this one right here on Cities 104.9. Triple M, 7:50 kickoff. We'll be on from 6 o'clock. Coverage all the way through.
Fielding new, unrecognisable team last week, Melbourne. Slater's back. Vunivalu's back. Cameron Munster's back. Jerome Hughes goes from fullback to halfback. A lot stronger. And the Rabbitohs are unchanged. The only drama they might have at the minute is big Sammy Burgess wrestling with a hamstring injury, but we spoke to Damien Cook yesterday, and he said Big Sam did all the whole session yesterday, so he should be sweet.
That's great to see as well, that for the first final, for the kickoff of the NRL final series, we've got all the big names playing, because this is going to be an absolute blockbuster.
Big time. Saturday at 5:30, Panthers take on the Warriors at ANZ.
Now, if you're in Sydney, you've got to get the Triple M NRL app. Make sure you go and download it. Do it right now. Because that's the only way you'll be able to hear this one via the Triple M NRL app. We'll have the Swans and the Giants game on free to air on FM,
and it's free. The app is
the app
free
is
to
free.
Download.
Go and get it now.
And we hear me and Gerds and Dan commentating this game with big ins for the Warriors. Blake Green returns in place of Mason Lino, and James Gavet. He's been an unsung hero for them. He's back at prop, pushing Bunyafoa to the bench. And there's a bit of worry over Mannering at the moment, who's got a sternum injury, but they say they're going to play.
I don't imagine Simon Mannering.
Could be his last game.
Everything he's been through, he's just brought up 300th last weekend. It could be his last game if they lose. You reckon he would get himself up for it. And your Panthers, MG.
Yes.
Basically at full strength.
Yeah, they are. Just looks a lot more solid of a team when James Maloney's back for round semi-finals. He eats his time of year up.
And I guess the upside of RCG's injury, jaw injury earlier in the year, is that he doesn't have as many miles on him through the season, so he should be relatively fresh.
No, well, there's no excuses for these eight teams. They've done the hard yards. Now this new competition they call semi-final starts. Let's see who's got the best.
Saturday night game, we spoke to Sharks co-captain Wade Graham earlier in the show.
Mm.
If you missed it, subscribe to the Catch Up podcast via the Triple M app. Roosters, they've named the same 17. Victor Radley returns to the starting side. Isaac Louis moves to the second row, and Mitch Orbison to the bench. A little bit of shuffling there for the Roosters, but the same team, MG?
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a stronger team with Radley starting. I love him as a player, and I think he's going to relish these semi-finals. For the Sharkies, Latelli comes back into the team at left centre, replacing Kurt Capewell, who goes to the bench. Jesse Ramian is also approaching return, has been named on an extended bench. He'd be a big in if he plays.
Yeah, except for obviously the absence of Dylan Napa through suspension, still almost full strength sides, which is fantastic to see.
That's a big loss, but around this time of year,
huge.
You know, Napa is a big game player with Origins and excelling at Origins. He'll be lost, but the Roosters, yeah, as you mentioned, they're pretty settled.
Mm. And finally, on Sunday at Suncorp Stadium, the Broncos taking on the Dragons. The Bronco McCulloch is back in after the concussion suffered at the hands of Dylan Napa.
Big in.
It means Josh Maguire moves back to lock.
Yep.
Joe Ofhangawi moves to the bench. And Jake Turpin is the unfortunate one to miss out.
Gee, looking good at the moment.
And Alex Glenn is also back in at second row.
Yeah, they're looking really, really good. Wayne Bennett has got them just poised at the right time. But the Dragons have nothing to lose, so go out and play with Gay Abandon, boys, and just throw the ball around, because Gareth Widdop is back after his elbow injury, bumping Kurt Mann to the bench and Jai Field out of the squad. But other players, Ewan Aitken's got hamstring injury, Jason Nightingale, elbow, are both listed in the reserves and could yet come into the 17. But Mary McGregor has that at his disposal.
Yeah, Jack DeBellin has been named, but reports have suggested he was seen at training today in a moon boot.
Yeah, well, that's pretty common these days. A lot of players just stabilise the injury straight away.
Just for a fashion?
Oh yeah, you got a new... Hey, look at my new moon boot. I've got one as well.
Kanye's designed a new moon boot that all the players are on board with.
There you go. I'm going to do that this year in the summer. I'm going to the beach with a moon boot on.
Just cause.
It's a different colour one, but than black. But yeah, look, in all seriousness, Jack DeBellin, Dragons need him to play against the Broncos.
Absolutely.
They need him.
And you're right, they had that hard foot win against the Knights last week, which might have...
And look, they're the biggest outsiders of the first four games in the semi-finals. So as I just said, Dragons, come on, throw caution to the wind. Just get out there and play it like your lives depend on it, because they basically do. If you lose this, you're gone for the year.
All right, up next, we'll find out the five players MG thinks are the biggest key to the games this weekend. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Power rankings next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
That one going out to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs players there. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are brought to you thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, because MG, this September, everyone will be showing their support for their footy club. So not only can you wear your club colours, but now you can support your NRL or your AFL teams this final season, because every team has a fragrance and it's available for just $19.99 from Chemist Warehouse. So support your team. Don't just say it, spray it, MG.
Yeah, the Panthers smell like the mountains.
Smell like the mountains. I'm going to get the Swans fragrance and the Giants fragrance.
And mix them together
for the derby this Saturday.
Mrs. Matosas. I was in at Chemist Warehouse at Homebush today, and I had a function around that area, and I met a young, not a young man, he's probably about 40, but he's a big man called Pierre.
Pierre.
Who runs the Homebush...
Chemist Warehouse?
Chemist Warehouse. So, Pierre, adore. Is that French?
I don't know what that was.
I think he's Brazilian, so... He's
all right. Go and see, if you're in the Homebush area, go and see Pierre at Chemist Warehouse there and pick up one of these AFL or NRL team fragrances for just $19.99.
That's a bargain.
All right, MG, we've been waiting for it.
I got that power.
Oh, yeah.
I got that power. I got that power. Power. Power.
I don't know if there's an intro that gets paid more respect than that in Radio Land.
I love it.
We listen to the whole thing. We don't speak.
I think it takes everyone back to a place of their youth when they used to jump around.
We are doing MG's power rankings. They're brought to you by Tyre Power. MG, what's the filter for your power rankings tonight?
Well, I had a quick look at the semi-final lineups after getting the team sheets in. I'm just going to nominate a 5-1 of players who I think are going to be the X factor in these games on the weekend.
All right.
5.
Cameron Munster. Storm missed him badly against the Panthers. He's basically the creative juices behind the Melbourne Storm's attack.
4.
Jimmy Maloney. This is his time. This is his moment. He just loves semi-final footy, and I think with him at the helm with the Panthers, they will get a victory over the Warriors on Saturday.
3.
Valentine Holmes. The most dangerous player in the competition at the moment. Roosters must contain him somehow.
These are MG's Power Rankings, brought to you by Tyre Power. Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue full of big brand deals is online now. Visit www.tyrepower.com.au.
2.
RTS, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, favourite for the Dally M medal, and I believe the first ever Warrior to get that. As a Panther fan, I am worried because he's had a couple of quiet weeks and he's ready to explode, so I think he might on Saturday.
All right, and the player MG thinks will be the biggest X factor in this weekend's round one of finals?
One.
Blake Ferguson. He has been he's been in beast mode. He's running over 250 metres a game. He is the new Sammy Radradra. What an unbelievable buy for Parramatta, because exactly what they're missing at the moment, Blake Ferguson has got.
Yeah, outstanding. He'll be in the Eels colours next season, but he's driving the Roosters along very nicely.
He's in beast mode. No one can stop him.
Those key players from 5-1, Munster, Maloney, Holmes, RTS and Ferguson. MG, you're going to get kicked out the forwards club, mate.
No, they're all...
name a single one.
Oh, that's tomorrow. My five best forwards. just so we can play that song again. I got the power. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.
And keep listening in, because tomorrow, another chance to win your way into the exclusive suite at the Rose Hill Racecourse.